FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley, a dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine and curator of South Africa's plate rating for restaurants. Today I'm chatting to Monica Yule, Chief Destination Officer of Wesgro. Wesgro is the official tourism, trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape, helping people to do business in our inspiring place. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
I know Wesgro is involved in the Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards again this year. What is the aim of the awards?
The aim of the Great Wine Capital Best of Wine Tourism Awards is to celebrate innovation, excellence in wine tourism throughout, in our case, the Western Cape. But it is an initiative by the Great Wine Capitals Network, which is an international network which showcases the greatest wine regions around the world. We create these awards to promote prestigious wine estates right across the province that welcome international and local tourism visitors.
Sounds really exciting. How do the awards actually work?
So there are seven main categories, and these are designed to reward the wineries in the member cities in different categories, namely accommodation, wine tourism restaurants, sustainable wine tourism practices, architecture and landscape, art and culture, innovative wine tourism experiences, and wine tourism services. Over and above that, though, within South Africa's unique history, it's important that we also award estates that celebrate the ongoing transformation in the wine tourism industry, and we call these the Wine Tourism Ambassador Awards. And these properties are selected because they celebrate our culture and heritage, as well as those that are making innovative efforts to ensure sustainability and conservation in the field. And these award categories are the Wine Tourism Diversity Award, the Authentic South African Experience Award, and the World Wildlife Foundation Conservation Pioneer Award.
Wow, Monica, they certainly are covering all bases.
Yes, indeed. I think we have a very proud history and a very fantastic product in terms of wine tourism here in the province of the Western Cape.
And in terms of pride, I mean, I'm always very proud to say that I come from the Western Cape. What do you personally think the Western Cape is so unique? What makes it unique and special?
I certainly, having traveled to, I think it's now up to 42 countries around the world, and being an enjoyer of wine and wine tourism, I can definitely say that our wine tourism experience is definitely one of the best in the world. Our regions will leave you feeling inspired because you discover a world of natural beauty, so our wine estates are able to showcase not only their wines, but the beautiful wide open spaces and the scenery that they are found in. And each region, of course, is unique in terms of both its wine as well as its people, its culture, and the terroir.
I know we think it's a wine business or wine industry, but it is so much about people. And what I love is when I go to a winery is to see the passion and the people who are so proud of what they're doing. It's not just about the product.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is exactly right. And wine tourism is really about storytelling. You know, you're telling the story of the wine craft, but you're also telling the story of the history of the place, the story of the people that work there, and the passion that they bring to this particular experience.
And I think also to celebrate our diversity, there can be no better way than over food and wine, and it's a great way of discovering a culture.
Exactly right. One of my favorite ways of experiencing a place is through its food and through its wine. So I always make a point wherever I go in the world to book myself a food tour or a wine experience, because through that you are able to engage with the culture, with the people, with the way that they are living. And no one does it better, in my opinion, than Cape Town and the Western Cape.
I have to agree with you there. So the Western Cape is one region competing in the Great Wine Capital's Best Wine Tourism Awards. Which other regions in the world are competing?
So we have the Great Wine Capitals Network across the world. They have 11 wine regions across the globe, and it encompasses everything from the so-called old world of wine as well as the new world. So we have, for example, Adelaide in South Australia, Bilbao, Rioja's wine estate, of course, very famous, Bordeaux, Lausanne, Mainz, the Rhine-Hessen region in Germany, Mendoza in Argentina, Porto, San Francisco's Napa Valley, Valparaiso, the Casablanca Valley, and Verona.
Wow, I would love to be able to tour to all of those, but I know when I had done that, I'd be very proud to come back home.
You are so right.
Monica, our listeners love music. I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite wine, and what music would you pair it with?
So anyone that knows me knows that I'm a bubbles girl, and certainly our Méthode Cap Classique, the MCC as we call it, can be matched to any of the great champagne varietals and tastes across the world. So I love drinking a glass of local bubbles, and I won't choose a favorite because there are too many. And I love John Mayer. In particular, his album Continuum is one of my favorite albums to listen to whilst sipping a glass of champagne and looking over the ocean.
Oh, you've made me thirsty. You've made me proud. It's lovely to be talking about wine and the Western Cape and West Grow. So thanks for sharing all that with us.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
That was Monica Yule, Chief Destination Officer of West Grow. For mouthwatering recipes and more, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.